WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 30th, and you're tuned into Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, helping people live stronger, healthier lives since 1979. Each week on this show, we explore the powerful intersection of nutrition, lifestyle, modern wellness, and cutting through the noise and giving you practical tools that transforms your health. Whether you're listening live or catching the replay on your favorite podcast platform, we're grateful to have you with us. And as always, joining me is the co-host and friend, co-pilot, the guru of the common man, Clinton Powell.
Wow, used my given name there, Clinton.
Is that
usually that didn't happen unless I was getting in trouble. It was, hey, come here, hey, Bubba. Then it was Clint, and then it was Clinton. Mm-hmm. But if I got the full Clinton Thomas pay, there was foot to butt coming soon. Yeah, that's okay.
You had old school parents, didn't you?
Yeah, they were called good parents.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely. There was consequences for actions,
but very fair.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes consequences for no actions. Yeah.
Well, that's an action when you have no
absolutely.
Action. You're supposed to have an action.
You didn't do something you were supposed to do. Yeah.
My son-in-law calls their first son Bubba sometimes. That's a cute little name.
Yeah, I wasn't Bubba till my sister was born. She couldn't pronounce brother, so she would call me Brubba, and so it just Bubba just stuck. So I've been Bubba since she could talk.
How old were you when she was born?
I was 8.
Oh, wow, so she's a lot younger than
me. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, Ed.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
a lot.
She is.
Like a decade almost.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, she's so young, Clint.
And since men die earlier than women, golly.
Yeah, you're just painting a great picture here Sunday after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
So we're thankful you're still here.
Okay. You better hope nothing happens between now and this time this airs.
I know it. Oh, my gosh.
And now we've jinxed it. Way to go.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if nobody knows this, they're probably living under a rock, but the flu is not happy right now. I mean, it's happy because it's got plenty of people.
Well, and I've heard people are going to get tested for it. They're like testing negative, but it's still all the same stuff.
I know.
It's crazy.
Well, my daughter was feeling really bad, and I keep test kits. It's really cool, and I encourage people to do this. Get the test kits off Amazon that test for now, which is what I bought, the COVID type A and type B flu. It takes you 15 minutes. It keeps you from having to go and get a diagnosis, because when you feel this rotten, you need to know what's the mechanism. What's truly behind this am I going to die? Well, when you know what it is, then you have a game plan. Well, there's a great site called Dr. Green Mom. She's a pediatrician. So when we deal with children, it is a site that I actually really love to access. And I really trust her because she's calm and she does prescriptions. She does natural. She does old school life, good advice. But she has what she called a sick day kit for her children. I think it's very wise. Number one, and I'm kind of surprised sometimes when I hear this, have a thermometer in your house.
Yeah.
Duh. A thermometer. I don't really like the ones that read the forehead. I still like the ones that under the mouth, but you can do what you want. Secondly, electrolyte popsicles. You can purchase those. We don't carry those, but you can make them yourself out of electrolyte powders, and you can make your own popsicles. When you are dehydrated, and kids actually get dehydrated very fast because you can't make them drink water and some of the things that you want to the level that we can discipline ourselves. And that is a big reason for complete falling apart with sickness and delaying getting well. Third, bone broth. It's hugely invested in the immune components of bone broth.
Do you also have bone broth?
We do. Yeah. We have bone broth in different forms, and many good stores have bone broth. I do really prefer organic because of the fact that those antibiotics would be found or other chemicals found in that bone broth if it wasn't. And then next is the saline rinse for the nose. X-Clear, which is a wonderful company, has a wonderful saline for the nose that keeps it from being as irritated. Plus, it has xylitol in there. What does xylitol do? It keeps the bacteria from sticking to the mucous membranes. I've used X-Clear and sold it for about 15 years. Next one, I don't know what this is. Maybe Clint does because it sounds like something he would know about from East Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a snot sucker.
Mm.
You know about snot suckers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
From way back.
Obviously, we know what it does.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where to buy them, but I'm sure
if it's
kids,
the same little bulb thing that you would stick up a kid's nose and it pulls the stuff out where they're stuck, it's a fantastic thing to use on a kid.
And the name describes it perfectly.
Yeah, it's great marketing.
Yeah. The product called Oscillococcinum. It is a...
I'll leave that one to you. I'll take the snot suckers. You take that one.
A lot of syllables in that.
Yeah.
It is a homeopathic for flu that actually was derived from using a duck that had the flu. And then they would take the antibodies from that and they keep reproducing it. And it's in what we call homeopathic potency, which means it's very, very, very low.
Duck's like, can y'all just get me better?
He died from the flu already. So.
Oh.
Next is Mega Vitamin A. Dr. Greenbaum, and I am also very convinced, we do not need vitamin A normally on a regular basis. Vitamin A has a probably the highest risk of side effect of any nutrient that is sold anywhere if you do it ongoing and for far too long. You get a headache, you get skin breakouts, you can actually get some serious issues with too much. But for a 1 to 2 day protocol, she's recommending quite high dosing.
So if you take vitamin A every day, you shouldn't do it?
You really shouldn't if it's the fish oil type of A because it does have, it builds up. It does not water soluble. But what it does is it helps to really keep the immune system active very quickly and protects the lungs. So what last time I was under the weather, I did 75,000. No, I did 100,000 units one single day. That's all
I did.
Oh, wow. That was 10 of the 10,000s. But we make it in also liquid form for children. Then using some of the different remedies that have to do with bronchial clearing, and it's called Temperature Tamer. We carry that, Temperature Tamer, at the store. So sick day kit. I love kits like that because once you're sick, you're not going to feel like going out and you don't think clearly.
That kit's mostly for women. I mean, for kids, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And for adults, I still love the worst tasting substance I think Nutritional has ever sold. It is made by Berry Treasure. It's a great company. I've known the owner, Lester, for about 25 years. And it has 19 ingredients in this liquid form. And it's called ACF Immune Support. And have you ever had it?
Whatever you're showing, though, I'm going to come get after this in case.
This is so comprehensive that I know that everything on this label's in here because the FDA came into my store twice and bought their products to test whether they were up to potency and pure. And I asked them both times, can you send me the results? And they said, we will be happy to send them if they fail, but we won't send them if they pass. Well, guess what? We never heard anything. So the FDA has checked them out fully, and I love that.
Is that different than the other products you have over here? I mean,
ACF is my number one, but for people who simply won't swallow something this bad, it's Life Seasons makes something called Clinical Immunity Quick Start. I love it because the formula is awesome with the mushrooms and all the immune stimulants, but also it's the right dose. They tell you to take 6 capsules a day.
So these aren't together. These could be separate options.
Yep.
Gotcha.
The clinical dose is a 10-day immune quick start for when you are sick. Biggest thing with all of this, my 48 years and also many people who are in this industry say, you have to jump on it quick.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot wait to day 5 and you're coughing your head off, you still got a fever, it's not going to really make a difference. You got to have it in the house, be ready to go the first 24 to 36 hours.
What's your other one over there? Is that the flu stuff?
We're going to talk about sleep on another.
Cool.
Next section.
Cool.
Yes, yes. And you want to tell about the beautiful segment with Charlie Wysong?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Of course I do.
Okay.
So Charlie Wysong recently passed away. He's a community activist a little bit, but he's just a man that kind of, you know, not only believed some stuff, but he lived by it and stood for it. And he has been on the radio show several times. And I think we're going to replay one of his segments that he was on with us simply because talking with Ed, the way he approached life, the way he approached health, whether life was going great or life was presenting challenges, Ed, especially when we talked about it, just supports that approach to life. And we thought it was worth hearing his own words, his voice, and the conversation of how he approached those things, good, bad, and indifferent, as a salute to him and the legacy he left with his all of his children and all of his grandchildren and the people in the community he touched.
Absolutely. Yeah. 15 children, I believe.
Yeah.
And I will miss his smile. He was sincere. Did I agree with all of his pastoring sometimes? No. No, I didn't. I'm not supposed to. We all can debate with caringness and with a love for the other person. And that was the way I felt with him. And when he came in the last time, he knew his end was near. And he said, guess what? I'm on the return trip, Ed, with this big Charlie Wysong smile. And I was very touched by him.
I've never known anyone I agreed 100% with, ever in my entire life. My mother just celebrated her birthday. She and I have disagreed. So if the metric now, in order for me to like someone and care about their life, if my metric is I have to agree with everything, you're going to have no friends. And so that's why I thought this conversation. I'm glad you chose to do this, sir.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for joining. Thanks for joining us on Vital Health Radio. Yeah. More insights and inspiration are coming up next, along with Charlie Wysong. Enjoy.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Real Estate Investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for college football radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College football radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and have a guest that I've been wanting to talk to for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's a gentleman that I've known for decades, for probably 30, 35 years. It's Charlie Wysong. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you, Ed.
Charlie, the reason I love speaking to him, because he comes out of an era that I came out of, and that's the era of learning how to take care of your body through the ancient principles that were a lot in the Bible, but also in a book called Back to Eden by Jethro Kloss. And, you know, I've observed people, I think that's my number one talent, is watching people as to their health. I've watched so many go from health to unhealthy, unhealthy to healthy, and some in between. And many, you know, are in their demise because they sometimes do the wrong thing. And we are sold a bill of goods in this country that are pushed by prophets most of the time. Now, there are times when they are life-saving techniques, but the mega pharmaceutical interventions have really taken a toll on the health of the human body. And we've lost the capacity to believe in the inherent God-given healing that we were put into our body from the moment of conception. And we've been sold a bill of goods that we have to have Walgreens. Mm-hmm. And we have to have people that all the time that have big white coats with lots of training and cost lots of money. Now, would I want Clint Powell to do my hip replacement? No, probably not.
Nah, I got a decent 50-50 shot to get
well,
right.
And you watch a lot of YouTubes.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I think I'm going to go for the guy that's really highly trained or the woman. Yeah. However,
I would
in the daily practices, Charlie, I have watched this man take care of himself, take care of his mother, who passed away well past 100 years old. Got to meet her. It was a real blessing. And he's got such wonderful stories of incidences in his life with, and I'll let him tell about his children, two of which, or actually three of the boys, scored one of the highest scores in the Marines that you could score. So, Charlie, tell us a little bit about what got you in the kind of turning the corner of believing that you can help your own body and help your own healing.
Well, really interestingly, there was a lady who lived right down the street from us, three doors down, and her name was Sarah Perry, and she had been a nurse, and she had gone to school with my mother and my uncle and one of my aunts, and my uncle she was an orphan, and she wasn't pretty, apparently, and at one time they were having a pine cone fight, throwing pine cones back and forth, and there was one group over here. My uncle went to an all boys military school, which I did also, and at some point he stood up on the ramparts and he said, put his hands out, and he said, "Let the lady pass," and that touched Ms. Perry's heart. And is one of them. But she gave me a book called How to Live 365 Days a Year. Mm-hmm. That was my first health book. And she was mainly talking about psychosomatic diseases, mm-hmm. that a lot of people think they're sick are really not sick. Mm-hmm. And so that really started a journey. And by age 32, somebody introduced me to Back to Eden. Mm-hmm. And I was running a boys' home for a man named Lester Roloff down in Corpus Christi, Texas. We lived on an island. If the boys had medical problems, I had to take an entire day, take them into town, mm-hmm. 40 miles over water, sit there in the office, and then back for it. It took a whole day. So I was in a health food store one day, and I saw these herbs in capsules. And I said, "Have you got a book that says how to use these?" And the lady said, "Yes." She gave me the Back to Eden book. Boy, I took to it. I read the whole thing, and I read it again since. And but anyway, I started treating the boys. I never sent the boys to a doctor again. They
really?
All, I
and,
could treat.
And how many children do you have?
We have, let me think. Now, we have 15 children.
15. Now, listen, this man has 15 children who he generally took care of about 99% of the time, all through your own knowledge, experience, and wisdom of books like Back to Eden.
Right.
Okay.
And my wife and myself.
Yeah, right. Your wife embraced that.
So, and it's really been a blessing. Out of 15 children, none of them went to the doctor. Now, it's not to say that nothing ever went wrong with them, but we treated it out of the things that we knew from that book, Back to Eden.
That's amazing.
And that book was written, is 700 pages, was written in 1939, and Jethro Kloss died at an age of 83 in 1946.
Now, let me tell you an interesting thing, that for us anyway. He's buried up in Grundy County in the Grudley Logger Cemetery.
Really?
Yes, up in the very first part of the cemetery. And I went up there and looked for it. I couldn't find it. And I talked to a man who knows about that, and he says he's up in the very front part of the cemetery. So
that is so cool. And I know, meeting your mother before she passed away, she was a little fire plug. The picture of health, and you talking about clear mind. And I met her when she was about 99.
Yes.
And how long did she live? About 103?
106.
106. Oh, 106.
And so when we had her birthday party at age 105, the news media came out, and I said, to say that Mama is 105 does not tell the whole story. I said, she doesn't need a cane or a walker. She doesn't have arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure.
Wow.
She doesn't take any prescription medication, and she's never had a physical in her life.
Oh, my goodness.
See, this is why I wanted this man in here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Because he, you know, you can talk the talk, but when you walk the walk for 50 years, 60, 70, and you have a mother who has not been to the doctor in 105 years, and then all of a sudden, every single corner you turn, it says, get this tested, get that tested. You better. If not, you're going to be in trouble. It's all full of fear. Fear mongering is going on. And we just have lost the intuition and confidence within our own self. And part of it is, you are willing to learn. That's the thing. You're actually willing to read a book. How funny is that? Instead of snippets and headlines, you actually sat down and read. We need to be able to sit and learn again.
And let me say this. One of the great resources I have had in my life has been Ed and his advice and his wisdom.
You.
I mean, I really mean, he knows that.
Yeah.
So when my wife got died, we went over to Ed's and did the Friday morning health blood test.
Right.
And my wife's blood sugar came back 285. And whoever took the test, did the test, said, see a doctor immediately, underline, underline, underline. And so I told my sister is a diabetic dietitian out in San Francisco, one of the hospitals there. And so I was talking to her, and she said, well, what doctor are you taking to? I said, I'm not. I said, I'm going to treat her myself. And she said, oh, Charlie, a ceramic engineer can't cure diabetes or manage diabetes, whatever she said. And Ed knows this. In 12 days, her blood sugar was below 100. She typically averages 88 on. She tests every single morning, and 88. So, and that's been years.
So the book, though, I want to hear more about the book. But I always hear Ed say that one of the greatest pharmacies is our food, or you know, that's the. So do you do farming? Do you grow your own food? Are you careful about what you buy as far as food, not just supplements?
Oh yeah, we don't. Most of our food is fresh. We just go to the grocery store. Thank the Lord, they still have it, but. Anyway, that's what we do. We just buy food almost every day.
Yeah.
And
fresh.
Yeah. But we don't do boxes. We don't do, we do fresh food as much as we can.
Yep.
And so here was my idea. I wasn't going to, and people think this is crazy, I wasn't, with 15 children, I wasn't going to buy health insurance. Okay, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
But here's what I was going to do. I wasn't going to let it. I was going to buy good food every single day for every single meal, and I felt that that would keep them out of bad health. Indeed. And what Ed mentioned about my three sons, and you know my son, John.
Yeah, and Daniel, too.
He's really kind of disgraced the family.
Yeah.
But the other two boys that were in the Marine Corps, they made perfect physical fitness scores. That means that they did certain activities within a certain time limit, and not even a tenth of a percent of Marines ever make a perfect physical fitness score.
Wow.
John did make a 300. He was like 297. And he was just a little slow on the run. What? Cost him a couple of points.
Yeah.
It's just hard to imagine that these kids could do this with no vaccines either.
Right. And that's the other thing. When none of our children are vaccinated, 10 of them, I delivered 10 of them at home.
Wow. Isn't this great? I love it. Give me cold chills.
Now, do you ever mention Debbie Church?
Debbie Church is a midwife.
And so I have used Debbie Church, but the actual delivery, I did it for legal purposes.
Wow.
But honestly, I delivered, delivered two all by myself. I mean, they just came so quickly. Man, we had to do something.
But now, have you had any of your children break their arm where you had to go get a cast?
Yes.
That's different.
Yes, yeah, different.
Of course it's different. Mm-hmm.
And we went to the doctor.
Yes.
And I'm not, I think I've got the same spirit about doctors as you do, mm-hmm. that there comes a time you've got to do something. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be foolish about it. And we want to use doctors wisely.
Exactly. And, I think the old country doc was a safer doc to go to back, I'm talking 60s and 70s.
He had a lot of experience.
They had experience. They also took the more moderate road most of the time. They weren't involved in aggressive medications. They had other things in their toolbox, too. Mm-hmm. They had, like, common sense where they could talk about lifestyle. In corporate medicine, it's difficult. I'm not running all of it down, but it is, some individual doctors could still do it. But they won't allow corporate docs to talk on anything except the textbook stuff.
Yes.
Or they get in trouble.
Being sick, too, now it seems to be every time you get sick, it's important. I'm not saying it's not, mm-hmm. but it's like the end of the world. I mean,
yes,
flus
exactly.
happen, colds
end
happen,
of the world.
Infections happen, mm-hmm. and the body has a good way of sorting that out, especially if you're giving it the right food and supplements mm-hmm. and water and rest. I mean, do you know how many times I laid on a couch watching the Tarzan reruns with an earache or the flu? I didn't go to the doctor that much.
You didn't think anything about it?
No. Why? Because give it 3 or 4 days. If it doesn't get better, then we'll start thinking about doing it. If your fever gets above a certain point, then we'll... But right now, you're just sick.
Well, Clint, the reason you had that earache was because you didn't put lemon juice in your ear.
Yeah, that's between you and my mom, buddy.
Now, let me tell you something. This is wonderful. We share experiences. So I ended up with the hiccups. I hiccuped 3 days.
Ooh.
I couldn't get away from it. And I thought, why do I have hiccups? I've got an herb book, and I looked up, and Jethro Kloss had a cure for hiccups. What was it? You juiced half an orange and drank it. You
really?
Said, that wouldn't work. I did it and didn't have another hiccup.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
Good night.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
And this good ancient common sense wisdom has gone into the dark closets. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just has. You're really the only person I know living that actually has the kind of experience that you have. And, I grew up going to Arnie's little herb shop in East Ridge. And I remember being at 14 years old and just gathering the books, is any book I could find on natural health. It just clicked with me that I felt intuitively that this was the path of life. Now, your children got colds, didn't they?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, they got normal stuff.
They got chicken pox and measles and things like that. Mumps.
But I remember at the start of COVID, and then we have to kind of wind things up, that I kept saying on and on when Dr. Green was here, I would make a big statement. Sickness is natural, people. We don't have to fear being sick. All of you have had 3 viral infections a year. I said I'm 64 years old. That means I've had 180 viral infections in my life. Mm-hmm. Guess who fought that viral infection? My body.
Mm-hmm.
My own immune system fought it. Yours can fight this, too. You don't have to do heroic efforts. But everybody's kind of got the mentality of fear, fear, fear. We're going to die. We need Walgreens. We need that. Yeah, occasionally you do. But most often we don't. We need common sense wisdom like Charlie Wysong speaks of and Jethro Kloss and some of the old ancient people.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you, Charlie, so much for taking your time to come in here. These are words of wisdom that will last long after you and I are gone.
Yes.
I really believe that.
And I do hold you, and you know I hold you in high regard. And much of my, well, my wife's decline from 285 to under 100 in 12 days.
Wow.
And is due to advice that you gave me, and also advice your staff gave me.
Thank you.
They said, the berberine is a good herb. Mm-hmm. So my wife takes berberine every morning, uh-huh. every evening, and a probiotic.
Wonderful.
And
berberine, I just love that herb. And the thing is, your wife, I don't know, but she might not be here right now if she had maintained a 285.
Oh.
Because it's terribly damaging the capillaries, the blood flow, cardiovascular disease, dementia. There's nothing that affects the overall body as much as elevated blood sugar on an ongoing basis. So she's just an amazing woman, too. You got a wonderful family. Thank you for everything, Charlie.
All right.
Yeah, I give her a lot of the credit. She had the 15 kids. So
that's right.
Absolutely.
There you go. Yep. Applause for her.
Absolutely.
Miss Wysong, yes. Another hero.
Yes, she is.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I've certainly seen it in all the people I've dealt with in 46 years. And I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, which is Clint Powell. But we're here at this moment with the expert at Nutrition World, Dr. Curt Deering, clinical pharmacist of decades. And welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you very much.
How was your week off on a cruise?
Week off on a cruise was absolutely fabulous. I'm a big cruise fan. We went to a place called Celebration Key that's in the Bahamas. It's brand new. Carnival bought this area, and they did it right this time.
Is that a nude trip?
Yeah, it's a new destination.
Nude.
Oh, nude.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see any nude.
Okay.
I mean, I thought about it, but, you know.
I thought I saw an ad for that particular one. It was a nudist.
I don't think it's going to last, but right now it's about as good as it gets. It's beautiful beaches. It accommodates 10,000 people, and there was only about 4,000 of us there.
Ooh.
So plenty of room. Anyway, And
where's it at?
In the Bahamas.
Oh, Bahamas. Okay.
I can't tell you exactly what part of the Bahamas, but it's part of the Bahamas. And they've done it right. Now, ooh, I did see where they were building on more docks. So I might have a feeling next time I go, there's going to be like 6,000 to 10,000 people there. And it won't have all the room you had and everything.
But how great. Cool to get in early and have those good stories.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, I've dealt with a lot of people, of course, tell me many things of their health over 46 years. And probably one of the most mainstays of over-the-counter medicines is something we all know, which is called Benadryl.
Yep.
And there's some articles as I'm seeing more and more the truth is bubbling to the surface on the good, the bad, the ugly. That doesn't mean all bad, but we need to find a balanced view of drugs because they are synthetic molecules. They're needed when they're needed, and they're not really there to support us long term. Let's talk about the Benadryl. I know you got some good notes on that.
Yeah. Well, Benadryl came out in 1943. And, you know, what I say about Benadryl is that most people think of it as being this great thing you would take in an anaphylactic type situation. You have a severe allergic reaction, that kind of thing. But most people don't realize is it's not going to. You never want to use that as a cure for some severe
symptom,
anaphylactic or allergic reaction. You need at that point you need epinephrine. You need to go to the emergency room if you're any breathing problems, anything like that. This is just for the symptoms only, and even then it's just a mild symptoms, and now they're no longer recommending it. Emergency rooms are not carrying it or starting to not carry it. It's still used more than it should be. There's really no reason for Benadryl use anymore, but yet you'll still find it everywhere because it's a generation of people that's the first thing they thought of. Oh my gosh, my kid's having an allergic reaction. I got to get him some Benadryl. But it should never be used in those situations, and now we're seeing where shouldn't be used at all. But
it'll take a decade for the public to change their habits, including me. I get stuck in the same old mental state. I mean, you're brought up at 6 years old, 10 years old, 20 years old, hearing this, it goes deep.
Yeah. And my personal experience is I was mowing the yard one time and I went over a yellow jacket came out. They started stinging me. I got in the house. I immediately took two Benadryls. 5 minutes later, I was passed out on the couch asleep. That's how much of an effect those things can have that quickly.
And some people do it for that reason.
Yeah, to help with sleep, And it does cross the blood-brain barrier, and that's where they started to get into the second-generation ones was basically, can we make it where it penetrates the blood-brain barrier less so it's less sedating? But we still have. That was 1943. Promethazine, Phenergan, I'm sure you've heard of it, for nausea. They still use that a lot. Some people, even though we got Zofran now, which is better at preventing nausea. It does cause some constipation, but some people will still want that Phenergan. And when I get to the root of it, it's usually because it has some kind of CNS effect, some kind of effect they like.
Kind of psychedelic kind of feelings.
Something altering mentally that some people are looking for.
But why would we not want to use Benadryl other than the fact it's outdated and we know there's better choices? Does it swell the prostate? In some cases, I think it might.
Yeah, and irregular heart rates, the brain fog, on and on. But promethazine was the second one that came out in 1949. Okay. Chlorpheniramine, I only bring that up, and brofeniramine. I bring those up because they came out in the 1940s as well. But we're still using these things we're still using these things in over-the-counter products. So still sedating, still, you know, to me, there's no reason to be using those first generations anymore. But
let me put my two cents. One of the reasons that it inhibits, it makes your brain not really want to think is because it's anti-choline. And that is the nutrient that helps, actually is the actual molecule that transfers information within your brain. And so it is taking that down of several notches. So all of a sudden you feel really sleepy because your brain doesn't, it's kind of numb.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
And anything that's anti-cholinergic, is good. I always think of that as things that dry up things.
Yep.
So you're going to have dry eyes, you're going to have dry mouth, you're going to have urinary retention, you're going to have constipation. So all these side effects with it. Anyway, the second generation ones that came out in the 1970s and were big in the 80s were terfenidine and estimazole. I don't know if you those names are meant.
Nope. Remember,
the only reason I'm bringing them up is because once you came out with the modern second generation ones that came out about the time I was coming out of pharmacy school in 1992, all of a sudden those got pulled off the market in the late '90s. I think it was estimazole was withdrawn in 1999. And the terfenidine was withdrawn in 1997, both of them to serious heart arrhythmia. So,
oh, really?
Big cardiac risk with these things. Mm-hmm. Took, my opinion, from development in 1970s all the way to 1999 to finally get rid of these things.
What would a person do right now if they had not a life-threatening anaphylactic shock, but if they need some antihistamine effect? What would you say?
I like loratadine, which is Claritin.
Okay.
And then the one that's thought to be the best second that would give you the same results without all the problems would be Zyrtec, which is cetirizine.
Okay.
So those are the two, and those are the ones that came out. Those came out about the time I was getting out of pharmacy school in 1993 or getting out of my residency, which was at the same time when I worked at the Poison Control Center. I worked at the Georgia Poison Control Center, which is at Grady Health System. I worked there my second year of pharmacy school till all the way through my residency in 93. And, of course, one interesting note is that I don't ever remember getting a call about a nutraceutical supplement, ever a problem like, oh, my gosh, what do I do in this situation? But that's back in the days before people had computers at home. Mm-hmm. That's back before they even had computers in the emergency room. So people were dependent on us for information on what to do.
You were on the phone.
Oh, we're on the phone.
Okay.
And what do we do in these circumstances? But we had state-of-the-art, which is not very great, but we had state-of-the-art computers in there. And, you know, we were very valuable. I doubt they're as valuable as they are as we were back then now because everybody has access to this information. Micromedics and Poisondex was the one that we used. But anyway, and I bring that up to say that data from the poison control centers now show that diphenhydramine, Benadryl, usage calls are going up, the amount of exposures are going up. And what's happening is that a number of things, you're getting misuse among older adults, and this is our generation that's getting older that's still likes the idea of being on Benadryl but getting all these side effects from it. So it's misuse in that situation, maybe getting too much. But the biggest trend is with younger, anywhere from 11 to teenagers. There was even a social media thing going around where they were having challenges on how much Benadryl you could consume.
It's almost an abuse drug.
Being very abused. And I actually have a distant family member that actually ended up in the emergency room because she was doing this social media thing where she was taking too much Benadryl. But anyway, basically the data shows, though, that trends are still going up with this stuff. Despite guidelines discouraging their use, you know, we're still seeing reactions with these and poison control centers. But causes heavy drowsiness, slower reaction times. It's worse than alcohol when it comes to driving.
Oh,
so
it is?
So if you're on Benadryl,
wow,
you can have reactions that are worse than if you were drunk.
I wonder how many accidents will never be found was Benadryl related.
Yep. So,
well, and of course, let's not end this without at least mentioning the quercetin product that's nutraceutical.
Just, you got me, you hit,
okay.
Got right to it. I was just getting ready to say, so other than emergency situations where you really should be using probably cetirizine now and not the Benadryl.
And again, I think most cetirizine is, over. What's the name of that?
Loratadine. Cetirizine is Zyrtec, sorry.
Zyrtec, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I like loratadine, which is Claritin.
Claritin, okay.
That's the one I'm still okay
so
with.
So maybe we should keep
using.
Oh, really? So we might need to keep Claritin in the house instead of Benadryl.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Well, and that's if you're, you know, if you need something very quick, it's going to start working sooner than later. Otherwise, if you're in no big hurry and you're having allergy problems, there's no reason why you shouldn't be using quercetin. No reason why you shouldn't be using stinging nettle leaf.
Yeah.
Both of these. Stinging nettle is a great antihistamine. It's a great histamine blocker. Quercetin is a great antihistamine. It keeps the mast cell from releasing. But both of these take, I would say that the stinging nettle takes a day or so to finally start doing its thing. So it wouldn't be for
acute. So if your throat is closing in due to a bee sting, let's not go to Nutrition World and get stinging nettle.
Right.
Right. Thank you.
But if you're having some allergies situations, then it would be great. And also, you know, other things that are, of course, good are vitamin C, which would be good for that. So, all right. Well, all right. Now, moving into my case study.
Go.
I want to talk about, this is not one patient in particular. This is just sort of combining all the people that come in to see me that complain of low energy and fatigue.
Ooh, I like that.
So, all right. It typically falls into three main categories. You got lifestyle factors that play a role, psychological factors, and then there's underlying medical conditions. So lifestyle can be not getting enough sleep, poor quality sleep. Of course, you've got a booklet on ways that they can help with that.
And what you do is you Google nutritionw.com with the word sleep ebook.
There you go. Poor diet, low caloric intake, deficiencies in nutrients, sedentary lifestyle, lack of exercise. You could possibly overtrain and end up with some thing. And I think that's what you're experiencing right now, trying to do
like 300. 300 chin-ups is overtraining? Don't say that.
360 minutes sounds like you could be doing it. But
okay.
I've never found excessive physical activity. For me, it always results in more energy, not less energy and fatigue. But you could overdo it.
I will have to say that Kurt, Dr. Deering, the other day, we were having a training, and when he goes home, when he went home that day and his wife said, "What'd you have for lunch?" He's going to say one piece of pizza. It was the biggest one piece of pizza I have ever witnessed on a plate. Continue on with your story. Okay.
Alcohol and drug use, of course, medications, antidepressants, sedatives, antihistamines we just talked about can all lead to daytime drowsiness and fatigue. You got psychological, emotional factors, mental health, depression, anxiety.
Depression is number one often for fatigue.
Chronic stress, life stressors, including work pressures, grief, caring for a new baby, all these things. Then, of course, the medical and physiological conditions. You have chronic conditions like you could have mono, COVID-19, long COVID, flu, thyroid disorders, chronic disease like heart failure, diabetes, COPD, autoimmune diseases, hormonal changes, dehydration, all these things. And that's when we sit down and I meet with people, I'm trying to say, let's go through your labs and what can we figure out? Let's try to find the root cause of what's going on here. But you can't always figure that out in one visit, and they may not have the labs with them, so then that's when we order the labs. And we're going to try to figure out the root cause. But in the meantime, what can we do? We can start with the fundamentals. Fundamentals will be your B vitamins, especially B12.
Because they convert food to energy.
Exactly. Vitamin D keeps your cells healthy and fights fatigue. Vitamin D, our core four basically are crucial. You've got magnesium, vitamin D, and your quality multivitamins are all significant parts of this. And then when you want to go down to the mitochondrial level, that's your cellular power plant right there. So you got NMN, you know, a precursor to NAD. Would be good, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, carnitine, which shuttles fat into the mitochondria for fuel, PQQ, which sparks new mitochondrial growth. So all these things can play a role in helping get your energy back to where it is. And don't ever forget, like I've talked about before, the power of the sun. Mm. The sun hitting that, you know, your infrared rays hitting and rejuvenating your mitochondria.
Yes.
Then
red light therapy works for that.
Adaptogens and nootropics would be good source, like ginseng, ashwagandha, L-theanine.
Those that help lower cortisol, stress hormone.
Yep. And so your quick fixes, though, and this is what sometimes a Band-Aid's okay. This is not going to the root cause, and this is not going to fix the problem of what's causing your fatigue. But for those moments when you need to be sharp right now, which I got to admit, you bring me on the show every other Thursday, and the only time I do this is every other Thursday, or except when I'm having a little lull.
Okay.
I do something called Focus Bites. But what is Focus Bites? We sell it at Nutrition World. It's called paraxanthine. And what is paraxanthine? It's the cleaner cousin of caffeine. It's the metabolite of it that doesn't have the negative side effects. So
it's like super clean.
Super clean. 90% of adults use caffeine, and that whether it be from tea, coffee,
or... And if you do, the body's got to work on that one.
Yeah, you're breaking it down, and that's the thing is that we're not all the same with the way that we metabolize caffeine. Ooh, some of us are fast metabolizers. Some of us are slow metabolizers. So it breaks down into three main compounds. One, the big one, 78% of it becomes paraxanthine, which is what I'm talking about now. It also breaks down to theobromine, which is the same compound found in chocolate, and theophylline, which has been used as in asthma treatments, a drug we used to use a lot for asthma, but we got better stuff now, but theophylline. So you're breaking down into three things there, but paraxanthine, so you have to deal with these things, but what is the deal with paraxanthine? All right, I'll look into what some of the researchers say here. They're paying attention to paraxanthine because it's the main metabolite responsible for caffeine binge. The idea is, why not skip the variability and go straight to paraxanthine itself? Studies show it works through the same pathways as caffeine, blocking adenosine receptors in the brain, reducing fatigue. It keeps us awake, but it seems to do this with slightly more punch and fewer side effects. In trials, people taking paraxanthine show better decision-making, sharper short-term memory, and improved vigilance even under fatigue. So one study found fewer errors compared to caffeine users, both before and after exercise. And here's the kicker. Paraxanthine doesn't depend on whether you're a fast or slow metabolizer. It gives more consistent experience across the board. So anyway, boost metabolism, increases epinephrine and free fatty acids. For athletes and professionals, everyday coffee drinkers, paraxanthine could offer the same hallmark benefits, focus, energy, motivation, but with greater predictability and balance. So that's my plug for paraxanthine, which I can speak to personally. Never had a problem with it, never felt weird on it. Just
this is what feels weird, is that you knew this and I didn't. This is really, I'm going to be vigilant. Like you said, it makes me more vigilant because I haven't even tried the thing. I'm usually at the cutting edge. I was at the last in the line at lunch on this one. So thank you, Dr. Deering,
for
that.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad. I feel special somehow, you know.
I mean, it's hard to get one up on me. You got two up on me on this one. I love it. I love it. And yeah. I only found out right here on the show. So, hey, I need to listen to Vital Health Radio. Oh, that's right. I do Vital Health Radio.
There you go.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for joining us on Vital Health Radio, all you great listeners. More insights and inspiration are coming up next.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend and co-host Clint Powell. Let's keep the conversation going as we explore ways to continue to protect and strengthen your health. And this was an interesting, I thought of you, Clint, because this was a really good study. That said that babies who grow up with dogs have stronger lungs and a lower asthma risk. And I know that you told me you just got a dog.
Yeah, I grew up with dogs too.
I did too.
I don't know if that's any truth in it, but you know.
Well, it says here, babies exposed to dog allergens early in life have about 48% lower risk of developing asthma by age 5. We've learned very clearly that raising anything, whether it be mice or babies, in a bubble, and we learned it through COVID, that is actually debilitating. And one of the reasons that the peanut allergy became so epidemic was because we got in a panic of not exposing any kids to peanuts early on. And now the pediatrician advice is not to run from it completely.
Slowly when you're young.
When you're young, to expose it. And well, here, exposure to dogs helps train your child's immune system, teaching it to tolerate harmless allergens instead of overreacting to them, a key factor in preventing asthma. And beyond pets, improving the air quality, supporting gut and nasal microbiome health, always going back to microbiome support. I am hugely invested in that. Is one of the keys for, and you know, we talked about in one of the shows, what other steps were I going to take for 2026? I'm going to test my microbiome. I'm going to take action to, again, I haven't done it in 4 years, to see where is the status of my good guys and or negative guys within the gut. And again, helping to reduce seed oils. And here's one thing I want to leave, kind of not really leave, is, you know, strokes are very common, there's no doubt. And I don't fear heart attacks. If I'm going to fear something, it's really being paralyzed on half the side of my body. That would be something that I'll learn from. If that happens, it'll be a teaching, but it's not one I would want to choose if I have choice on that. But when you have a stroke, you only have a small window of opportunity at the medical facilities to maybe do something about it by using clot-busting drugs. Now, aspirin, if it's not a hemorrhagic stroke, there are some docs who still say aspirin immediately. The downside of that is if it's a bleeding stroke and not a clotting stroke, you're going to cause worse damage. So it is a crapshoot. I'm not saying this from knowing for absolute, but I feel that 70% of strokes are clotting strokes and probably 30% are hemorrhagic strokes. So we don't really know for sure what to do with that. I would be taking natokinase, which is a natural product from natto. That's what I would be doing. But here's what I want to leave people with. Once you have a stroke, there are so many ways to rehabilitate the brain and cause something neuroplasticity, which is helping the brain to think among its own cells. On Kindle. Do you have a Kindle?
I used to. I don't anymore.
But you know about it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
On Kindle, a free book this guy wrote, Bob Dennis wrote, Stroke of Luck, Master Neuroplasticity for Recovery After a Stroke. This is, a 600-page book, but it's giving you every single technique to revive and regenerate the brain after a stroke. You'll get none of this from traditional thinking patterns and people. So if you go on to Kindle, Stroke of Luck, Master Neuroplasticity for Recovery. I'm encouraging people who have a Kindle, and if you don't, you could get one, and you can get this free book. There's
Tis the season. Go get you one for Christmas.
Empower yourself. Again, when you know better, you have a choice to do better when you know better. If you don't know better, you kind of don't know what to do when you get into a jam. Kind of like me calling AAA yesterday for a flat tire, which really irritated me to no end. And I rarely get mad these days, but I actually got really pretty upset because why is it that they will not, after being a member since 1995, allow the wrecker to come tow my car when someone else is present, but not me? They said, we will not do it. I said, I can't leave work. I need the car taken to the shop. Nope, not going to do it. I said, cancel my membership. So $60 later, I've got a wrecker. I'll turn it into insurance and get reimbursed for the $60.
And they lost a member.
Yep, big time. And the thing is, two different women, I said, you don't care. You just don't care, do you? I said, I hope you work for a company someday that cares.
Happy Thanksgiving. As we wrap the show.
Well, this is called venting. This is my doctor. This is how I get better. All right, well, that does wrap it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online at Vital Health Radio. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for spending your part of the day with us, and I hope you're having a great time with your family. Until next time, take care, stay healthy. We'll see you right back here next week on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.